Isaiah chapter 22. An oracle about the Valley of Vision. What is the problem now, causing all of you to go up to the rooftops? The city is full of pandemonium, the town full of revelry. Your slain are not killed by the sword, nor do they die in battle. All your rulers together have fled. They were captured without even a bow shot. All who were found were captured together, even though they fled far away. Therefore I said, "Don't look at me while I weep bitterly. Don't try to comfort me concerning the destruction of the daughter of my people." For it is a day of panic, defeat, and confusion from the Lord of hosts, in the Valley of Vision. It is a day of battering down of the walls and cries for help to the mountains. Elam picked up the quiver, coming with chariots and horsemen. Kir uncovered its shield. Your key valleys are full of chariots, and the horsemen took up fixed positions at the city gate. He stripped back the defenses of Judah. In that day you look for the weapons in the house of the forest armory. You saw the many breaches in the walls of the city of David. You collected water in the lower pool. You numbered the houses of Jerusalem and tore down houses in order to fortify the wall. You also made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not look to him who had done this, or respect him who planned it long ago. In that day the Lord of hosts, called for weeping and mourning, for heads to be shaved, and for sackcloth to be put on. But instead there was joy and gladness, celebratory slaying of oxen and slaughtering of sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. "Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die," you exclaim. The Lord of hosts revealed himself in my ears. "Surely this iniquity will not be forgiven until you die," says the Lord of hosts. This is what the Lord says, the Lord of hosts. Go to Shevna, the palace manager, and say, "What are you doing here? What relatives of yours are buried here? Why have you hewed out a sepulcher here for yourself?" He cut out a sepulcher on this high place, carving a tomb for himself in the rock. "Look, the Lord will hurl you away violently, O warrior. Yes, he will seize hold of you firmly. He will roll you up tightly like a ball, tossing you into a large country. There you will die, and there your marvelous chariots will lie. You are a disgrace to your master's house. I will drive you out of your office, and you will be pulled down from your exalted position. In that day I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and lash your sash on him. I will transfer your authority into his hand. He will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. What he opens, no one will be able to shut. What he shuts, no one will be able to open. I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place. He will become a throne of glory to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the descendants and offspring, every small vessel, from the cups to all the jugs. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a secure place will give way. It will be cut down and fall. The load that was hanging on it will fall down, for the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 22.